This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tell me if this sounds familiar, all right? You check the cupboards, you make your grocery list, you go to the store, you buy maybe some comparison shopping, and then you go home. Oh, that it were so simple. Groceries account for about a quarter of all sales at Target. So now the Minneapolis-based big box retailer has teamed up with the MIT Media Lab and the design firm IDEO to figure out why people buy food the way they do and, not coincidentally, how Target can sell more of it. Marketplace's Annie Baxter got to see some of those experiments play out up close and personal at a Target store in Edina, Minnesota.
Megan Wolowitz seems a little puzzled by the attention she's getting in the Target produce section.
I just came over here to get something for lunch.
Gotcha.
Little does she know, she's in the middle of an experiment. There's a big sign hanging over the strawberries and raspberries. It indicates about half the berries arrived today and cost $2.99 a package. The other half arrived a week earlier and cost 50 cents less. Seijin Takamura is one of the Target people researching the future of food, and he wants Wolowitz's take on the signs.
Did you notice the signs before I pointed them out to you just now?
Yes.
Or you did?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about how that influenced what you were looking at, if at all.
Are shoppers more compelled by freshness or price? The answers on this day are kind of all over the map. Wolowitz, for example, says she actually prefers older berries.
Just for the fact that they might be a little bit sweeter because they had a little bit more time to ripen.
For shopper Betty Johnson, the opposite is true.
I would never buy the raspberries that are a week old because they spoil so quickly.
Meanwhile, Emmy Schmidt, a working mom, is all about the price.
I didn't really look at the date, to be honest.
Okay.
I looked at the 50 cents off.
Target is betting that making sense of these different answers will help it distinguish its grocery business. Casey Carl is Target's chief strategy and innovation officer. He says grocery already accounts for about $20 billion in sales, but Target wants that to grow, hence all the research.
It's already a sizable book of business, so we need to understand and look more effectively around corners of what's coming and figure out how we can create opportunity in that.
They don't necessarily have a lot of equity in this space because they didn't really do such a great job with grocery in the past.
Amy Koo is with the research firm Kantar Retail. She says Target's grocery business has been dogged by problems.
They were often out of stock or items were not as fresh as they should be for guests. But they're really trying to turn the page on this.
Back at the grocery store, Greg Shoemaker, Target's entrepreneur in residence, shows off a mock-up of what he calls a food transparency scale. It's a real scale. The idea is that you'd put a food item on it and see a list of things you might want to know about the product.
Freshness, brand reputation, production and storage chemicals, ingredients, animal welfare.
It's the kind of information consumers seem to crave lately. But a couple hours go by and hardly anyone touches the thing.
So it seems like there aren't a ton of takers on the scale yet.
Yeah, I know. Which is interesting, right? Like people's willingness to interact with technology. I think it's a really interesting finding.
Still, Shoemaker's not discouraged. He says it's still early days for the experiments, and it'll take a while to figure out just how much transparency consumers really want about the food they buy and how Target should provide it. In Edina, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.